Ever notice how we move through the world just surrounded by bodies, like our own, everyone else's? But we rarely like stop and think about how complex they are. Today's deep dive is going to take us right into that complexity. Through art, specifically the practice of studying the nude figure. Now, before anyone gets, too comfortable, this is about a foundational practice in art education, one that's been around for centuries. And the benefits of drawing or sculpting from a live nude model, they go way beyond just, learning how to draw.
One of the things that I found so interesting going through your materials was this idea that studying the nude figure, it's almost like a master class in human anatomy, but it's got to be more than just copying what you see, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. Think about it. A textbook diagram can only show you so much. It's like comparing looking at a map versus actually hiking a landscape.
Okay, yeah, no, I see what you mean.
A live model brings those anatomical drawings to life. You know, they breathe, they shift their weight. You see how muscles engage differently depending on, you know, what pose they're in, how light and shadow play across their body. It's a dynamic and constantly changing landscape. And that makes all the difference for an artist.
You know, that actually reminds me of this time I was trying to draw my dog. Anyone who's tried to draw a pet, you know, they don't usually sit still for portraits. But I realized that even though I see him every single day, I wasn't really seeing him. Like, the way the light hit his fur or the, you know, the subtle tension in his legs when he stood a certain way.
And that's exactly what artists are training themselves to do. Observe with that level of detail and translate it into, you know, whatever their medium is. And what's so cool is with a live model, you have this feedback loop happening.
A feedback loop. Now I'm intrigued. Tell me more about that.
Well, think about it. If the model makes the slightest adjustment or the light in the room changes, the artist has to adapt instantly, right? They're refining their perception and technique on the fly. It's real-time problem solving, and it hones those observational skills like nothing else can.
So we're talking about really intense observation here, right? Like really getting a grasp on how the human body works, you know, mechanically. Mm-hmm. But your materials, they touched on something else I found super interesting. And that's this idea that studying the nude figure, it can actually help artists develop their artistic voice and even challenge societal norms, which that feels like a pretty big leap from anatomy lessons.
It is a big leap, but it's definitely one worth exploring. When you really think about it, the nude figure, it's often been this point of tension in art, seen as taboo, controversial sometimes. And I think by confronting that discomfort, you know, head on in a safe and respectful way, it lets artists kind of unpack those preconceived notions about the body.
So it's almost like by confronting something seen as, off limits, maybe, that's how they break down barriers, not just on the canvas, but in their own minds, too.
Exactly. And by engaging with the human form in this way that's so raw and unfiltered, they're tapping into something universal that transcends cultural norms or personal biases. It's about vulnerability, honesty, the essence of what it means to be human. And that vulnerability, you know, that willingness to see and be seen, it can be really powerful for any art that they create.
You mentioned universal themes there. And one thing that really jumped out from the research was this idea that studying the nude figure can connect artists to these bigger, broader themes of humanity. But I'm still trying to wrap my head around how that actually works in practice. It still feels a little abstract to me.
Okay, well, let's take a really famous example, Rodin's The Thinker. Obviously, it's a sculpture of a nude figure. But if you look at the pose, the way the muscles look, the figure hunched over in deep thought, it's not just an anatomy study. It's this meditation on what it means to be human, you know, the weight of thought itself.
Wow. Yeah, when you put it that way, you're totally right. It's like you're seeing past the surface, past just the fact that the figure's nude and connecting with something way deeper.
Exactly. Or think about Michelangelo's David, this towering figure, so strong and full of potential, but there's this vulnerability in the way he's standing, a sense of anticipation. Michelangelo used the nude form to explore not just, you know, physical perfection, but the deeper complexities of the human spirit, you know?
So it's like, by stripping away the actual clothing, these artists were revealing something much more profound about the human experience.
Exactly. It's about accessing this raw, unfiltered connection with the human form, something that goes beyond our everyday lives. And that connection, that ability to see and then express the human experience in all its, you know, complexity, that's something that I think resonates with everyone, whether you're an artist or not.
You know, it's funny, as you're talking about seeing past the surface, it makes me think about how intimidated I used to feel by figure drawing. Like I'd look at those anatomical diagrams and I just feel so lost. All the muscles and the bones, it just felt kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, it's a really common feeling, believe me. Even experienced artists can feel intimidated when they're, confronted with the human form.
Right, exactly. But what you're saying is that by working through that discomfort, by really observing and studying the nude figure, it's not just about the technical skill. It's also about developing this much deeper understanding of, well, ourselves and the world around us.
Precisely. And one of the really unexpected benefits that I saw highlighted in the research was that nude figure study can actually help artists become more confident, more comfortable with imperfection.
Oh, that's so interesting because it seems counterintuitive, right? Like
You're
you're
right.
looking at these idealized forms, these perfect bodies. So how does that lead to being okay with imperfection?
Well, because in the studio with the live model, the goal isn't about creating a perfect copy, right? It's about observation. It's about capturing the essence of the pose, the light, the emotion. Even if your lines aren't perfectly straight, even if the proportions are a little bit off.
So it's almost more about the process than the end result.
Absolutely, yeah. It's about letting go of that need for perfection, embracing the learning process, embracing the mistakes, even just, the journey of discovery. And that's a skill that I think translates to any creative pursuit, really, to life itself, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. When you put it like that, it's like even if you're not an artist, those lessons, observation, vulnerability, embracing imperfection, those are really things that we can all benefit from. This whole deep dive has really opened my eyes. I never would have guessed that something like as specific as studying the nude figure could reveal so much, well, about art, about humanity, about ourselves, even.
It's amazing, isn't it, how art has this power to connect us to these larger truths. It makes you see the world in a whole new light.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what other, hidden depths are out there just waiting to be discovered. If we just take the time to really look,
Yeah.
that's something for all of us to think about, isn't it?